About a week after the April 1st transition, we started hearing some troubling reports about how UnitedHealthcare, which had just taken over the contract as of the first of the month, was starting to drop the ball. Claims were not getting referred, or they had errors that kept them from being processed, or legitimate claims were being turned down. Providers who were supposed to be in the system were told they were not in the system. There were just so many glitches, and we just got a cascading number of complaints.
And all of that is a little bit surprising to me, just because this contract transition process has been literally going on for years. I mean, do you have any sense of how they could have not been prepared to execute this?
I don't know why there was not better preparation, because the contract had been awarded in 2012, and I would assume there had been plenty of time to prepare. Obviously, there's always going to be some glitches, but the quantity and quality of the glitches was just way more than anyone expected.
And can you give me a little more about the nature of the problems that you have been hearing about? I mean, is it mostly from the patient end who have been unable to get authorizations for care? Has it been from the provider end? Who've been hearing from mostly?
We heard complaints mainly from providers, because they had so many to deal with. An individual patient would have one situation, but a provider might have 50 situations that were bad. We also heard from the military, and they were having trouble referring people in service to get the care they needed. So they were having aggravation as well.
And in a district like yours, which includes Colorado Springs, in a military intensive town like that, I mean, my guess is there are a lot of these specialty providers where TRICARE makes up a giant chunk of their business. They must have noticed this.
There are some providers like physical therapy, psychology, OBGYN, and others that are located near the various installations where half of their business or more is dependent upon the military.
And so it seems like DOD, as you kind of indicated, must have been getting a lot of complaints themselves, including from your office, I know. So they have implemented this waiver process so that beneficiaries don't need to go through UnitedHealth to get a pre-authorization for care, at least for the next couple weeks. Are you satisfied up until this point with what the department's response has been?
I'm hopeful that all the changes that need to be made are now being implemented. I was told all along that changes were in the works, but they were too slow coming for me or anyone else to be satisfied. So this waiver announcement by the Department of Defense is a huge deal, and it makes sure that all claims get paid no matter what. And that's certainly a wake-up call to UnitedHealthcare to really quickly get everything together, get its act together. I certainly hope that they do so. Yeah. We'll know better on May 18th, and if they're slow in getting to the place they need, this waiver period can be extended another several weeks if necessary.
Right. And what about on the contractor end? Because I think you've been in contact with them too. Is it your sense that they have some kind or a sufficient, you know, corrective action plan in place?
Now, who are you referring to again, Jared?
UnitedHealth.
Oh, I have talked with the CEO of this department of UnitedHealthcare on more than one occasion, have been assured that they're doing everything they can. I certainly hope that's true, and I intend to hold them to that. We're going to be watching this very closely, and I'm hoping for the best, but we're going to just make sure that the insurance company follows through like they have an obligation to do.
And I don't know how if you've had time to dig into the terms of the contract here, but it would be assumed, I guess, that there would be some way for DOD to recoup any costs that are involved in this waiver process, some way to hold the company accountable if it turns out that they have not lived up to their end of the bargain.
Well, my understanding is that the company is already on the hook for all the costs of the waiver, and all claims submitted during this time will have to be paid regardless.